بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the person who's in the bath, on the bed of death in Sakra, he must keep husne zan, good thinking with Allah, that Allah will forgive me. If you got a good thinking, then inshallah, Allah will forgive me, Allah will forgive him. That the good thinking at the time of death, the price of Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is Jannat. Zunnul mu'minuna khayra. When a mu'min keep good think with Allah, Allah will grant him. Ya Allah, I'm dying now. Give me Jannat. Remember. That's what Jabir ibn Bada'a rahmatullah alayhi says. When his young boy was dying, jawan ladke ka intikal ho raha tha, young boy was dying. The mother asked, son, you want to do any bequest? Koi wasiyat karna hai? Bete se pucha, jawan ma, jawan beta hai, ma puch rahi hai. Usne kaha, take my ring finger out. Take my ring finger. He said, no. He didn't say that. Don't take my ring finger out. Because on the ring finger, Allah's name is mentioned. Allah Sam. In the oldest time, the Sahaba used to make finger this right name, Allah's any name. Sometime I'll tell you, inshallah, that from Abu Bakr Siddiq till many, till Imam Abu Hanifa, many akabirin, they used to make a ring finger this to write something. You know? Maybe the name of Allah is here on my hand. Allah will have mercy on me. Allah will have mercy on me. So, and then he died. He says, we buried him as mother or father dream of him. So, yes, somebody dream of him. Says, please go to my house and tell my mother that whatever I was telling my mother, leave the ring finger, Allah's name. Because of the name, Allah will forgive me. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgiven me. Good thinking. You know? That Allah is merciful, is going to forgive me. Allah mujhe maaf kar dega. Now, so many people don't know this wazifa. They must read before they die. One of the musalli in Carlisle place, I think it's years ago, I forgot his name. He was the last, was very, very sick. And I knew that looked like within few hours he's going to die. I went to see him special. And he was same condition. And I told him, Hadisa, Sister Gudrat is one of the, I forgot his name. He said, I told him the hadith of Sa'd bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, can I tell you the Ismi Azam? Can I tell you? Ismi Azam means if you read that, Allah will accept your dua. If you read that sentence, that's the meaning of Ismi Azam. If you read that sentence, that dua from the Quran, Allah will accept your dua. Whatever you've been asked, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whatever you've been asked to Allah, Allah will fulfill your need. And that is a dua of Yunus Alayhi Salaam. Dua of Yunus Alayhi Salaam. That he asked Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with this dua, in the darkness of the ocean, in the stomach of fish. Allah said in the Quran, whole story of Yunus Alayhi Salaam. He jumped and fish came. And we swallowed him, Yunus alayhi salam, went deep of the ocean, night, deep of ocean, in the stomach of fish. Three darkness. And he read this dua, there, in the deep of ocean. So one of the sahabi stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, this dua is for only specified for Yunus alayhi salam. Can we read this dua? It will benefit us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says straight away, Jibreel alayhi salam came and he brought another part of the Quranic ayat. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. We release him from the sorrow and grief. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Similarly, we will success the believers also. Whoever read this dua, he will get success. She will get success. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the dua. Whosoever recite in sickness. Bimari mein. Whosoever recite 40 times. Which dua is that? La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Dua will accept. Allah will fulfill your needs. Further, if you recite in the sickness, person is sick, recite 40 times. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. If you don't know, recite again. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Subhanallah. And if he dies in the same sickness, he will die as a shaheed. I told him this dua. Maybe within, he was talking to him that time. He was talking. He said, okay, I'm reading. Started reading also in front of me. And one of his family told me that he finished, and he told them, I finished 3 minutes after he passed away. 3 minutes after he passed away, same time. And if you get cured from the sickness, Shamsuddin Bar, if he dies in the same sickness, he will get the reward of martyrdom. He will die as a shaheed. And if you get cured, the better, from the same sickness, so Allah will forgive his entire past sins. Oh, mashallah. Not to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What you say? Subhanallah. Narrated this hadith in Mustad al-Hakim. Also in Hisn al-Hasin. Also in Nuzul al-Abrar, many hadith books, this hadith is mentioned. Allah, little but amal, 40 times, in the dead bed, or sickness bed. You know, sometimes people sitting in the hospital, where admitted me, what I must do? Do this amal. We don't know, sometimes die, or sometimes get cured. Read this book 40 times. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu. Hi. Shaheed ka sawab hai. Reward of the shahadat. And if you die and you got better, then Allah forgive entire sins. Allah. Dua hai. One more dua narrated by Hazrat Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi. Jalaluddin Suyuti was a great scholar of hadith. He wrote more than 1,000 books. He says, I went to perform Hajj. He says, I took a glass of water and I was looking at the Kaaba and I said, Ya Allah, your Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ma'u zamzam lima shuribala. That zamzam water, whatever you make intention, Allah, with drink of zamzam, you fulfill the person's need. Ya Allah, your Nabi says it's true, no doubt. Ya Allah, I'm drinking. Firstly, grant me the knowledge of Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayh. And he drank one sip. And then his second sip, he says, Ya Allah,
grant me the knowledge of Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahmatullahi. There's two person. One of them is written the Quran tafsir, and one of write the Bukhari's Shara, commentary of the Bukhari Sharif. No one wrote till now tafsirs and Shara of the Bukhari like this. He says, I was drank the water. After it, Allah opened my heart. And how many? He became a great sheikh. He wrote more than 1,000 books. Yaqeen in Rasulullah. Believe me. Zamzam. Allah. We go 1,000 times for Umrah. We don't make intention. This is way to how to make intention. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما زمزم لما شرب لا اي الله your nabi says zamzam water you drink whatever intention you make you fulfill his need Allah then you ask your needs now this is the dua Hazrat Ali رضي الله عنه says nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned جو آدمی وفات سے پہلے موت سے پہلے یہ کلمات کہہ لے وہ مرنے کے بعد سیدھا جنت میں جائے گا The person who wrote that علامہ جلال الدین سیوطی رحمت اللہ علیہ in his کتاب beautiful کتاب شرح الصدور فی شرح القبور عربی میں ہے اس میں لکھا whoever recites this dua and he dies after that will enter where in jannat Paradise. Kaun si dua hai? Three time. La ilaha illallahul halimul kareem. That's all. La ilaha illallahul halimul. How many times? Everybody have to die there. Remember certain things is a small, but it's so much reward then. The la ilaha illallah subhanaka is small, but it's so much reward. Who don't want to die with the shahadat? Understand? And if you get better, Allah forgive your sins. And this is a dua. If you read, after death, you will go straight in Jannah. La ilaha illallahul halimul kareem. How many times? And three times. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And three times. First ayat. Tabarakalladhi. بیدہ الملک وہو علا کلی سمجھ میں آتی ہے بات تبارک اللذی بیدہ الملک وہو the ayat in between you have to add یحیی ویمیت تبارک اللذی بیدہ الملک the بادشاہ in the hand of Allah تعالی who give life who give that وہو علا کلی he is over power over everything تبارک اللذی بیدہ الملک ملک یحیی ویمیت وہو علا کل بہت ایزی ہے لا الہ الا اللہ الحلیم الکریم الحمدللہ رب العالمین تبارک اللذی بیدہ الملک یحیی ویمیت وہو علا کل شیء اللہ محدث کبیر ابن اساکر رحمت اللہ علی narrated the روایت of زید بن اسلم رضی اللہ تعالی and he is narrating from his father صحابی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ say your three nights don't pass تین رات نہ گزرے کہ تیرا وصیت نامہ لکھا ہوا نہ ہو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے you must write your وصیت نامہ میراث for inheritance always must write it down we don't know when we die we don't know when we die either you owing somebody's money or somebody owing to you must write it down also I got 5 children I got 2 daughters I got my wife and This is my property. This is my property. That this much will go to the son, this much for daughter, and this much for my wife. Write it down. Person dies. It's written there. Just have to open
and share it. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said,
teen raat na guzre ke tumhara wasiyat nama na likha ho. Likh lena chahiye. Goya Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yani, Ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhu says, the muhaddis, he is practicing this hadith straight away. He says, bring the pen and paper. Huh? I want to write my wasiyat nama today. Our Hafiz Sahib Marhum Rahmatullah Ali, he told me one story. He lent somebody 5,000 pounds in Bolton. He lent 5,000 pounds. Hafiz Ahmad Sahib, I'm talking, our trustee, Marhum. He lent somebody 5,000. One of the brothers. He lent him. He said, I'll pay you, inshallah. He lent him that 5,000. And what happened? Suddenly he got heart attack. And he died within few hours. Now he didn't tell his son. He didn't tell his daughter. He didn't tell his wife that I borrowed 5,000 from so and so person. That's why I said, Allah Ta'ala, faktubu. Faktubu. When you're dealing with something, straight away write it down. Allah teaching us in the Quran Kareem. Allah says in the third para, with a long ayat, says, faktubu, write it down. That something happened, then it's written. Or with two witnesses, you write it down by tum do aadmi gawah hai, and this is we doing daily. You write it down. He passed away suddenly. Now Abhi Sahib says, I went to his house. Said, I lend your father 5,000 pounds. He says, he didn't tell us. We can't pay you. The son said, no. The wife said, no. Daughter said, no. They refused. The money is gone. You understand? So Abhi Sahib says, maine maaf kar diya. Because we don't want that he get punishment in his grave. Suddenly he died. He didn't know that he's going to die. Just suddenly happened. A person is driving. He don't know he's going to drive. He's going to die. Suddenly accident happened. He died. Now, you don't know. Family don't know what you have to owe somebody. You have to get from somebody. You have to tell something. Your son, your daughter, something and something and something. That was, I told you that. The story of Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala's father, Abdullah, in the Bukhari Sharif, he said, Jabir Kabiya, I'm giving you three nasiyat to you. Number one, I'm going to die tomorrow in the battle of Uhud before Zuhr. And the second, there are so many names written here, I have to pay them so much amount, you must pay them. The third one, I got 9 daughters, 3 is married, 6 was not married. So you're going to look after them and you get them married also. How old is Jabir was? I told you, how old?
15 years old.
And father gave him this nasiha. Today our 15 year boy, they don't know how to make wuzu too. But nowadays, the boy is more clever than them. But they don't know. They act like a foolish. Who can fulfill the parents' nasiha like this? And I explained the whole story. That next day he passed away. And then he fulfilled his father's nasiha, wasiya. Subhanallah. Yes, see that. He is. Muhaddis says, bring the pen and paper. Allahu Akbar. He wrote it. Now he says, bring a pen and paper. I'm going to write it down. While the man went to get pen and paper, this muhaddis says, he slept over. He just head down and he slept. Main so gaya. I didn't write. I was sleeping. Tired something. I was sleeping. Abdullah ibn Umar has hadith. And in a dream, I saw two man with white clothes, and mashallah, the khushbu, the fragrance, you can see, you can smell, entered in the house of someone. So I told him, In my house, they entered, the two of them. I said, who gave you permission to come in my house? Who gave you permission to come in my house? Subhanallah. Usne kaha, jis Allah ne tujhe paida kiya hai, ye ghar banaya hai, usne mujhe kaha ne kaha. No one can stop me. Who is it? Malikul Maut. Malikul. I was scared in my dream. I woke up. He says, don't worry. Barista told me, don't worry. He's saying, I was so scared. Allah ne abhi teri ruh kabz karne ka mujhe hukam. Yet Allah did not give me permission to take your soul. So I told him, taking advantage, can you write it down for me in the piece of paper, a bara'at and freedom from the fire of Jahannam? He's taking advantage. He's telling Malikul Maut. He said, okay, bring pen and paper. Bring pen and... then I... मैंने अपने हाथ को ऐसे बढ़ाया to get pen and paper. To get pen and... which I left next to me. And I fall asleep. Because I didn't write in it. The pen and paper was there. But I fell asleep. And I saw the dream. Two men. And I told them, please, can you write it down? Say, bring pen and paper. So, I put my hand on the pen and paper. And I gave them. Usne likha, Malikul Maut. Kya likha? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Fill it up, whole paper. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Kabhi suna nahi hoga aapne. It's written that, Subhanallah, that is Astaghfirullah. Whole thing. From the beginning, the angel is writing, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Full paper is written that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Astaghfirullah. He's asking, I'm asking you to write it down for me, that freedom from fire of Jahannam, what is writing? Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Full paper. He filled it up with Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And he gave it to me. Take this. This is the Barat Nama. This letter is freedom from the fire up. This is the whole thing happening in his sleep. He didn't wake up, remember. Oh, everything is happening in his sleep. He's taking his sleep, some paper and pen. Take this one. You know, like people see the dream sometime. And I woke up while I was scared. I told my wife, bring candle or chirag, something. Some, you know, I want to read. I want to see. So I saw, really, the paper was there. And it was written in that paper, Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah. Was written in that paper. Really. We understand? To make only Astaghfirullah also freedom from the fire of? That's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah told me, before my death, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ. Allah telling Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah, he is an innocent person, masoom. But Allah telling him to say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, Subhanallah, Rajim, Astaghfirullah. Subhanakallah, bihamdik, Astaghfirullah. Allah Akbar. Allah Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Same muhaddith says, Ibn Asakar, Abu Zara was a great scholar of hadith. He said, Muhammad Najib ibn al-Bushri said to me, I saw Malikul Maut in my dream. I saw Malikul Maut in my dream. And he told me, tell your father to make wuzu and stand up in namaz. We're going to take out his soul in namaz.
You understand? Allah take our soul in namaz.
In, while we're reciting, in ruku, in sajda. Oh, ameen. It's iftari time. Allah accept our du'as. Allahu Akbar. Marna koi asan kaam nahi hai bhai. We have to prepare for that. Subhanallah. Abdullah ibn Abi Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Listen, youngsters. Oh, you must go and tell your youngsters the story. It's written in Shu'abul Iman, Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi. Also, Ihya ul-Ulum. Also, Hadith book At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. Is written in the sixth volume. Allah, Abdullah ibn Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala narrated. A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was young. Person came and he says, the one young person is dying. Meaning, we're telling him to read. The story happened in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person came to us. One youngster is dying. We making talqin of kalma, la ilaha illallah, wa la ilaha illallah. He don't want to read. He says, no. He's rejecting. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, but he was reading namaz? Said, yes. Yes, he was namazi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got, stood up. And all the sahaba stood up. And we followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we went to his house. Whose house? That youngster's house. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. But he cannot say the word. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making talqeed, he cannot say the word. So then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his mother is alive. His mother is alive. They said, yes, she's very old. She's alive. Call her. Call his mother here. She came. Asked, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, this is your son. This is your son. He said, yes. You want me to burn a big fire and burn your son in front of you in the fire? Who said that? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the old lady. And if he tells you to make shifaris for him to Allah Ta'ala, so I leave him. Otherwise, we're going to burn the fire and we're going to burn him. Tell me what you want to do. You want to make shifaris for him? The mother, you want to make dua for him? You want to be happier with him? Or because his mother was not happy with him. His mother was angry with him. Maybe he troubled his mother or something. He was in namaz, everything. But his mother was not happy with him. So you want me to burn him? Or you want to forgive him? Make shifaris for him. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, how can I see my son born in front of me in the fire? I'm happy with him. She just say, I'm pleased with him. I'm happy with him. Straight away, when she says, I am happy with my son, now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, say, La ilaha illallah. Straight away, he said, La ilaha illallah. Muhammad was stuck here because the mother was not happy. So he couldn't even say the kalima. He was going to die nearly without kalima. Understand? Hey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She thanked Rasulullah because of me. He was going to go in Jahannam. He said, yes. Lucky you forgiven him. He's going to. This hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi hadith book. So those people whose parents not happy, please them. Even their dua don't accept him Laylatul Qadr also. Even he goes in sajda for whole night. Believe me, Allah don't forgive him. The main things make your parents happy. And if this, if they passed away while they were angry with me, if they passed away while they were not happy with me, go to their grave. Go to their grave. Read Yasin Sharif. Make dua Allah for them. Inshallah, Allah will forgive you.
कि भूख लगी है समझ में बात आती है चलो एक और बात सुन लो यू ऑल्सो चप चप ऑलवेज टॉक हदीस अब्दुल रहमान मुहारबी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह सेज वन पर्सन वाज डाइंग तो वन पर्सन वाज डाइंग विदाउट कर्मा बिकॉज़ ऑफ मदर वाज नॉट हैप्पी सो व्हाट वी लर्न फ्रॉम दैट वी मस्ट प्लीज आवर पेरेंट्स एंड सेंड द रिवॉर्ड एवरी डे टू देम नंबर टू वन पर्सन He was nearly dying. The people making talqeen of kalima, la ilaha, la ilaha, la ilaha. He says, I can't say the kalima. I cannot utter this kalima. I'm trying, but I can't. He said to them, Isliye ke, I was sitting in the company of those people. I was sitting, I was not saying. I was only sitting in the company of those people. Who was always swearing, Nauzubillah Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But I was listening. That's all. I didn't say anything. You cannot say the kalima la ilaha. Allama Janabdin Suyuti rahmatullah. We understood from here, pious people, akabiri, ulama, sulaha, neklo, uske khilaab, kabhi bhi muna kholo. If you have some problem, sort it out nicely. But don't talk bad in front of everybody, otherwise we block from the kalima la ilaha illallah. Khatima bil khair nahi hota hai. Allahu Akbar. When a person in difficult position feel like to suicide, so many people are saying, I want to take medicine and die. I want to die. I'm in depressed. I'm a depressed. I don't know what to do. I want to die. When Sahabi said, Rasulullah, it is permissible to suicide. I could ask. I could do it. I could do it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no. Read this dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him this dua is in Bukhari Sharif. It's in Muslim Sharif. Don't take the medicine. How much reward you got in your life? When a person, let me tell you the story of Muslim Sharif. One Sahabi, he cut his hand. He cut his hand. He died. He died. So he was a Sahabi. His brother saw him in his dream. It's authentic hadith. In his dream. That asked him, brother, what happened? He said, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgiven me. But this is not forgiven. What I did on my hand is going to burn in the fire. Because I cut myself. I cut myself. Sahabi. Allah forgiven me, but not this one. This part in Jannah, not this one. It's very painful. Please, tell Rasulullah SAW to make dua for me. The brother woke up in the morning. He went to Rasulullah. Tell Rasulullah, my brother made a mistake. He did this. Allah's Nabi SAW raised his hand. Hey Allah, forgive his debt sin also. Allah forgive. Prophet Sallallahu says, you know, one old lady, she passed away. And the Sahaba didn't tell him that, Ya Rasulullah, she passed away. After 3-4 days, he came to know. Where is that lady? Used to clean the masjid. She died. Nabi Sallallahu went to her grave. Another lady went to her grave. Then he says, you know, sometimes the people in punishment in the grave, because of my dua, Allah Ta'ala forgive them. The next day, the brother went to sleep. And he saw his brother again. Subhanallah. He is in the full of Jannah. He says, with the dua of Rasulullah. And who's going to make dua for me and you? They were Sahaba. If we take 10 tablets and die then, if we take 20 tablets and die, we got so much reward. We got so much neki to answer to Allah Ta'ala. The person who suicide with anything, when he died, forever in the grave and the day of Qiyamah, she or he going to keep on doing same thing
For example, I cut my hand and died. So after death, I'm going to cut my hand every day. I twinkle my neck and died, I will do every day. I burn myself and died, I will do every day. I took 20 tablets and died, keep on taking. Same thing. We don't have so much reward. This dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught is in Bukhari, in Muslim. So many people, because of difficulty, somebody want, you know that, I want to die and I'm so tired. Like Gore people, they go another country. Peaceful life. Dunya is not peaceful. Rabbi, peaceful. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah! Allah said, Allah! Suno. Bizikrillah! That mainul kulu. Allah ka zikr will give you peace. You understand? Peace in Islam. Peace in the zikrullah. Peace in ibadat. Peace in namaz. Peace in Quran recitation. Then we'll get a peace in the kabar. Peace on the day of Qiyamah. To take injection, you're going to peace? After that? Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught this hadith. One lady here in Bradford, the daughter ran away. Young daughter ran away. She has only one daughter. This mother came to me before Ramadan. A few years ago. She said, my daughter ran away. I'm so parishan. How am I going to show my face to my family? And every mother, they get pain. They want, izzat wali zindagi chahte hai maabab. They never see the life like the disgraceful life. That tomorrow people are going to talk, look at your daughter, what she's doing. She ran away with somebody. I want she must come back, but she refused to come back. In the month of Ramadan, she tied herself, mother, and died. Because of daughter. She's enjoying. She didn't come to janazah. These are children today. Yeah? This is a true story I'm telling you, boy. Is here all stories, you know that? Because I listen to people's story. That's why my blood pressure is very high always. Can't take it. Doctor said, always listen to people's stories. Lots of stories. I tell you, you said, well, how are you coping? You understand? But it's here all. I'm just telling you a few as a blink, just for your lesson. And look at our youngsters today. Look at our girls today. They're enjoying. They don't bother of father and mother. They don't bother. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us dua. Authentic riwayat of Bukhari. But who's going to learn this dua? Allahumma ahyini. At least you will understand the meaning. Allahumma ahyini. Ma kaanil hayatu khayran li. Wa tawaffani idha kaanat al wafatu khayran li. Allah ke Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam farmaya, ye dua karo. Jab tak tu mujhe zinda rakhe, ay mere Allah afiyat ke saath rakhna. Aur jab maut aaye to iman wali maut de dena. This is a dua. Allahumma ahyini ma kaanat al hayatu khayran li. Wa tawaffani idha kaanat al wafatu khayran li. بخاری شریف کی حدیث ہے بھائی مسلم شریف کی حدیث ہے اس کو یاد کرنا چاہیے because sometimes people because of lots of things نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سکرات time the time of سکرات he used to put his hand in the bowl water and was put like this say یا عائشہ بیعت سکرات for me اللہم عینی Allah gamrat al-maut or sakrat al-maut. He was reading this dua. Allahumma hawwin Allah Muhammad sakrat al-maut. He used to say, Allahumma hawwin Allah asan kar de Muhammad par maut ki sakti asan kar de. Me and you nothing, bhai. Me and you nothing. Allah's Nabi himself making this dua. Allahumma hawwin is Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith. Allahumma hawwin Allah Muhammad sakrat al-maut. Sakrat al-maut ko asan kare Muhammad par. And he's putting water like this. Understand? Hey. Let me tell you one story. Finishing shop. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Shaitan always come at the time of death. Person dying, shaitan come. always very close to the dead person. Very, very close to that person. When he's dying, he come in the form of mother, in the form of father. And he's got carrying the glass of water. Because at the time you need the water. Sakrat is very severe, you need water. You can't drink water, but you want water. You saw the people how they, Sakrat time, the mouth is open and they're breathing heavily. You need water. Eh? So, that time, he's taking advantage, Shaitan, bring cup water. I'm your mother, you want water, become Christian. I'm your father, you want water, become Christian. Become Jewish. Eh? I'll give you water now. Allahumma hafazna. Allahum sabki hifazat farma. That's why the story, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's son said. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's son name was Ahmad Abdullah. Allahu Akbar. He says, my father, when he was dying, he was in the place of Sakrat. I was sitting next to him. And it was I got a cloth in my hand that when he died, so I can tie it like this to his mouth get close. You understand? So I was trying. So my father, he was getting unconscious and then conscious, unconscious. Then conscious. I thought he died in unconscious, but he was opening eyes again. And he was saying, "La, not now, not now, not now." He keep on saying, when he get conscious, "Not now, abhi nahi, abhi nahi." He says twice, he opened eyes and he said, third time. So I asked Abuji, "What you saying? No kalima, no la ilaha illallah." He said, "Nahi, I'm not telling you. The shaitan is standing next to me. And he is biting his finger in front of me. And he says, Ahmad, you save from me. You protected it from me." So I was telling you, I was telling him, "Not now, not now, not now. Still the soul is there. My soul is out, then I'm a success." Who's Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Who have seen Allah in his dream 100 times. Every night he used to see Rasulullah. Every night he wrote the big kitab of hadith, Musnad Ahmad. Musnad Ahmad. He was very pious. He's a fourth Imam. Ahmad bin Hanbal, Hanbali Maslak. Abu Hanifa, Shafi, Maliki, and Imam Ahmad bin. He said the shaitan came to him too. To destroy him at the time of death, me and you. Allah save us. Amen. Allah save us. Amen. Allah save us. Bas, yahan tak baki rakho, inshallah. We will talk to you tomorrow. Important few things. Kaun si cheez tumko azab-e-kabar se bachayegi? Those very, very important lesson that. What you going to do, some amal in this dunya, the things will save you from the punishment of the grave. Inshallah, tomorrow. ٹھیک ہے اللہ پاک عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے یا ارحم الراحمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام اللهم صل علی محمد اللهم صل علی سيدنا محمد اے اللہ بولنا بہت آسان ہے اے اللہ میرے لیے بولنا بہت آسان ہے ہمارے لیے سننا بہت آسان ہے جب وقت آئے اللہ تو کلمے پر موت دے دینا جب وقت آئے اللہ تو کلمے پر موت دے دینا تیری رضا والی موت دے دینا ہم نے گناہ کر کر کے ہمارے دلوں کو گندا کر دیا ہے اللہ تو ہمارے نفس کو نفس ہمارا نہیں بنانا نفس لوامہ نہ بنانا تو ہمارے نفس کو نفس مطمئن نہ بنا دینا دیکھ تیرا فرشتہ کہتا ہو یا ایتہا نفس المطمئنہ ارجعی چل 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 راضیہ مرضیہ تیرا رب تجھ سے راضی ہے تو اللہ سے راضی اے اللہ
نماز میں موت دے دینا, قرآن پڑھتے پڑھتے موت دے دینا, نیک کام کرتے کرتے موت دے دینا, تفسیر کرتے کرتے موت دے دینا, درود شریف پڑھتے پڑھتے موت دے دینا, اللہ مبارک دنوں میں موت دے دینا, مبارک راتوں میں موت دینا, مبارک گھڑیوں میں موت دے دینا, اے اللہ طواف کرتے کرتے موت دے دینا, احرام میں موت دینا, تیری رضا والی موت دینا, تیری رضا والی موت دینا, اے اللہ, اے اللہ, ہم نے پڑھا ہے کہ عرب لوگ جب غلام بوڑھا ہو جاتا ہے, ان کا غلام جب بوڑھا ہو جاتا ہے تو اس کو وہ آزاد کر دیتے ہیں, جا تو آزاد ہے, اب تو کوئی غلام نہیں رہا, ہم نے تمہیں آزاد کر دیا, یا اللہ ہم بھی اسلام میں بوڑھے ہو گئے, اے اللہ ہم اسلام میں بوڑھے ہو گئے ہیں, پڑھتے پڑھتے بوڑھے ہو گئے, اللہ, اے اللہ ہم سب کو جہنم سے آزاد کر دے, ہم سب کو جہنم سے آزاد کر, جہنم سے آزاد کر دے میرے مولا, میرے مولا, میں رونے والی آنکھیں نصیب کر, رونے والی آنکھیں نصیب, بہت چھوٹا کام ہے, ایک قطرہ نکل گیا جہنم حرام ہو جائے گی, میرے مولا رلا دے ہمیں, تیرے خوف سے رلا دے اللہ, اب نہیں کریں گے مولا, چھپ چھپ کر بڑے گناہ کیے ہیں, کھل کھل کر بڑے گناہ کیے ہیں, اللہ, اللہ ہم روزانہ نماز میں پڑھتے ہیں, اللہم انی ظلمت نفسی ظلمن کثیرا, ظلمن کثیرا, ظلمن کثیرا, بہت گناہ کیے ہیں, اور ایک حدیث میں ہے ظلمن کبیرا, بڑے بڑے گناہ کیے ہیں, تو ہی معاف کرنے والا ہے, تو ہی معاف کرنے والا ہے, اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے, اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے, کتنا دن جینے والے ہیں, کتنے سال جیئیں گے, کتنے دن تیری نافرمانی کریں گے, آخر تیرے پاس تو آنا ہی آنا ہے, کیا منہ دکھائیں گے میرے مولا, اے اللہ, اللہ مرتے وقت یا لا طبیعت لا تسود وجوہ, ہمارے چہرے کو کالا نہ کر دینا, مرتے وقت ہمارے چہرے کو کالا نہ کرنا, اے اللہ, اے اللہ مرتے وقت ہمارے چہرے کو کالا نہ کرنا, اور نہ لوگ کہیں گے یہ بہت نحوست والا آدمی تھا, اے اللہ مرتے وقت ہمارے چہرے کو طبیعت وجود خوبصورت بنا دینا, خوبصورت بنا دینا, روشن بنا دینا, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے مولا, نیک لوگوں کی موت جیسی ہمیں موت نصیب کر دینا, اللہ تیرے انبیاء تو کہتے تھے ابرار جیسی موت نصیب کر دے, انبیاء بھی ابرار جیسی موت مانگتے تھے, انہیں پتا ہے اللہ بے نیاز ہے, اللہ بے نیاز ہے, اے اللہ, وہ اللہ تو جو چاہے کر سکتا ہے, تو سمجھ ہے, تو سمجھ ہے کہ تجھ سے تو انبیاء بھی ڈرتے تھے, انبیاء بھی ڈرتے تھے, بولا صحابہ بھی ڈرتے تھے, تو بے نیاز ہے اللہ, تو جو چاہے کر سکتا ہے, اس لیے وہ موت سے بھی ڈرتے تھے, تو اسے دعائیں کیا کرتے تھے کہ وہ ابتری حل ایمان, موت ایمان پر دے دینا, ہم تو انبیاء نہیں ہے, ہم تو نہ صحابہ ہیں, ہم نہ اولیاء ہیں, ہم تو گنہگار ہیں, بولا گنہگار ہے اللہ, ہمارے گناہ کو نہ دیکھ, ہمارے گناہ کو نہ دیکھ مولا, ہمارے گناہ کو نہ دیکھ, تیرے فضل کو دیکھ لے, تیرے کرم کو دیکھ لے, تیرے رحم کو دیکھ کر, اے میرے ربا, اے میرے ربا, تو اعلان کر دے, جا جا جا, تو جا نالائق, تو جا, آج میں نے تجھے معاف کر دیا, اے اللہ کام ہمارا بن جائے گا, تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہوگی مولا, اے اللہ اس آنسو کی لاز رکھ لے, اے اس پورے مجمع کی مغفرت فرما, اس آنسو کی لاز رکھ لے, اور ہمارے بیوی بچوں کی مغفرت فرما, ماں باپ بھائی بہن رشتے داروں کی مغفرت فرما, چھوٹے بڑوں کی مغفرت فرما, زندوں کے مردوں کی مغفرت فرما, پوری دنیا کے لوگوں کے روزوں کو قبول فرما, تراویح کو قبول فرما, عبادتوں کو قبول فرما, اے اللہ عمرہ میں جو لوگ گئے سب کے عمرہ کو قبول فرما, سب لوگوں کے عمرہ میں دعا میں ہمارا حصہ نصیب فرما, یا اللہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سونی اور سچی محبت ہمیں نصیب فرما, سونی اور سچی محبت نصیب فرما, اور اے اللہ, اے میرے مولا, ان کی سنت پر چلنے والوں میں سے بنا دے, اے اللہ اپنے فضل سے, کرم سے, رحم سے, عفو سے, عافیت سے, اے اللہ ان مخلصین کی آمین کے ساتھ ہماری آمین کو ملا کر
ہماری دعا قبول فرما. بہت سے لوگوں نے کہا ہے دعا کے لیے, سب کے مغفرت فرما. بہت سے لوگوں نے کہا ان کی اولاد کی شادیوں کے لیے, پوتیوں اور نواسیوں کی شادیوں کے لیے. اللہ وہ بے جوڑ ہے, اے اللہ جن کی بیٹیاں پوتیاں نواسیاں بے جوڑ ہے, اے میرے مولا اس مبارک وقت میں ہم دعا کرتے ہیں ان کے لیے صالحین جوڑے نصیب فرما, صالحین جوڑے نصیب فرما. اے اللہ جو بے اولاد ہے, اولاد کی امیدوں میں بیٹھی ہوئی ہے, اللہ ان سب کو صالح اولاد نصیب فرما, صالح اولاد نصیب فرما. جو پریشان حال ہے اللہ سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ اس مجمع میں بہت سارے ہیں جن کے گھر والے بیمار ہوں گے, جن کی فیملی کو بیمار ہوگی, اللہ سب کو شفا عطا فرما, سب کو عافیت نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا یہاں اس مجمع میں میرے مجھ سے محبت رکھنے والے بہت سارے ہیں اللہ, اے اللہ میں ان کو کیا بدلہ دے سکتا ہوں. اے اللہ تو تیری شاہ نشان ان کی محبت کا بدلہ تیری شان کے مطابق عطا فرما. وہ مجھ سے محبت کرتے ہیں اے قرآن کی وجہ سے, حدیث کی وجہ سے, اے اللہ مجھ سے محبت کرتے ہیں. اگر میں جاہل ہوتا تو مجھے کون پوچھتا, یہ تیرے قرآن کی وجہ سے محبت کرتے ہیں, تیرے نبی کی وجہ سے, نبی کی باتوں کی وجہ سے. اللہ تو بھی ان کی اولاد کو قرآن اور علم نافع نصیب فرما, حافظ قرآن بنا, حافظ قرآن بنا. میرے بہت سارے محسنین ہیں ہم پر احسان کرنے والے, چھپ کر کھل کر اللہ ان کی روزی میں برکت نصیب فرما, انہیں عافیت نصیب فرما. کیا مانگو اللہ, بس تو مانگ نہیں سکتے, تو سب کچھ جانتا ہے, وہ عطا فرما دے اپنی شاہ نشانے میں. تو مہینہ پورا ہو رہا ہے میرے مولا, تم معاف کر ہی دینا مولا, ورنہ نبی کی بد بولے پورا سال ورنہ گناہوں میں گزرے گا. اللہ معاف کر دے اللہ, جیسے بچہ ماں کے پیٹ سے پیدا ہوتا ہے, کیسا پیدا ہوتا ہے, کوئی گناہ نہیں. اللہ ہمیں بھی ایسا بنا دے اور اپنے نیک بندوں میں سے بنا دے. لوگ میرے درس میں بیٹھتے ہیں محبت سے, تفسیر میں, ذکر میں, اللہ ان کا بیٹھنا قبول فرما. اے اللہ مجھے میری آنکھوں میں چھوٹا بنا دے, مجھے میری آنکھوں میں حقیر بنا دے, لوگوں کی آنکھوں میں مجھے میری محبت نصیب فرما, تاکہ لوگ میرے علم سے فائدہ اٹھائے, لوگ میرے علم سے فائدہ اٹھائے, اور نہ یہ علم قبر میں چلا جائے گا. اے میرے مولا لوگوں کو, عوام کو, خواص کو, نیکوں کو, صالحین کو, سب کو میرے علوم کی طرف متوجہ فرما, اس مسجد کو آباد فرما, آباد کرنے والوں کو آباد فرما. یہ میرے ساتھ بیٹھنے والے اعتکاف میں اے اللہ بہت سارے بیٹھے ہیں, اللہ سب کو قبول فرما, سب کی آل اولاد کو قبول فرما. انہوں نے رات دن تجھ سے مانگا ہے اللہ, تو انہیں خالی ہاتھ نہ لوٹا, میں دیکھتا رہا کبھی رات میں, کبھی چل کر, کبھی بیٹھ کر, تجھ سے مانگتے رہے تاکہ اللہ راضی ہو جائے, اللہ تو ان سب سے راضی ہو جائے, ان موتوں کی پیٹ سے راضی ہو جانا, اعتکاف والوں سے راضی ہو جانا, چاہے وہ نفل میں ہو, سنت میں ہو, لیکن تیرے در پر آ کے بیٹھ چکے ہیں. اللہ محروم نہ کرنا, اس مسجد سے نکلے اس سے پہلے ماں کے پیٹ سے پیدا ہونے والے بچے کی طرح سب گناہ کو معاف کر دینا. انہوں نے بیٹھ کر اپنے لیے, اپنی آل اولاد کے لیے, اپنی فیملی کے لیے, مرحومین کے لیے, پوری امت کے لیے دعائیں مانگی ہے. ہر دعا کو تو قبول فرما, ہر مشکلات کے لیے دعا مانگی ہے. اللہ مشکلات کو دور فرما, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. ہمارے ٹرسٹی حضرات نے بڑی خدمت کی ہے, پکانے والے ہمارے طارق بھائی اور خدمت کرنے والے اوپر جتنے بھی ہیں وضو خانے میں, مسجد میں, کار پارک میں, بہت سارے ہیں اللہ, تو سب کو جانتا ہے مولا, اور میرے دل میں سب کے نام ہے اللہ, لیکن تو سب کو جانتا ہے, سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کی مغفرت فرما. بہت ساری ماں اور بہنوں نے گھر سے کہلوایا ہے دعا کے لیے, اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما, اللہ عافیت دے اللہ. لیکن اللہ جتنے لوگ مجھ سے بیعت ہیں, جو لوگ میرے سلسلے میں جڑے ہوئے ہیں, اے اللہ میں ان کے لیے خاص دعا کرتا ہوں, اللہ ان کو استقامت الدین نصیب فرما, اے اللہ ان سب کی مغفرت فرما, اے اللہ مرتے دم تک ایمان پر باقی رکھنا, جب موت آئے ہم سب کو اپنی زبان پر جتنا زور سے کلمہ پڑھے لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ. اللہ اس کام میں سے بہت نصیب کر دے رہے ہیں. कुछ मांग लो होटल में मांग लो, अल्लाह इस गरीब की आंखों से निकलने वाले आंसू की लाज रख ले अल्लाह, और हम सबको माफ कर दे अल्लाह, पूरी उम्मत को माफ कर, मेरे माँ बाप को माफ कर, मेरे असातिज़ा को माफ कर, मेरे शुयूख को माफ कर, अल्लाह हम सबको वलियों में से बना, वसल्लल्लाहु अल्लाह मेरी औलाद को नेक बना, मेरी औलाद को नेक बना, औलिया काबिलीन में से बना, और मेरे परवीन में से बना, अल्लाह दीन पर चलने वाला फिसलने से बिगड़ने से अल्लाह गुमराहों में से बचा ले, हमारी औलाद को गुमराही से बचा ले, वसल्लल्लाहु तआला ला क़यामत हमारी औलाद को ईमान पर बाकी रख, वसल्लल्लाहु तआला सैयदना मुहम्मद व आलिही व सहाबीही बिरहमतिका या अरहम।